Sadly, South African law industry is still largely male-dominated. A small team of female lawyers in the pro bono and human rights practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, one of South Africa's largest full-service corporate and commercial law firms, are using their unique female approach to bring a touch of humanity back into the legal profession. More from Tricia Erasmus, senior associate in the pro bono and human rights practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr.
Given our current economy and given the fact that, as we know, South Africa is one of the most unequal societies in the world, so the gap between the rich and the poorer is basically growing every year. And due to poverty, unemployment and inequality, there's a very large number of individuals who unfortunately do not have access to legal services. And the reason being the fact that, as one knows, legal services can be extremely expensive. So pro bono, especially in South Africa, I think is very, very important, because without these types of services, these types of individuals would not have access to legal services at all. So I think pro bono is probably one of the most important things at the moment in the legal space.
And what are the obstacles facing pro bono work?
Well, Label, I think one needs to keep in mind that a pro bono instruction is very different to a commercial instruction. And one sort of comes across this when you start dealing with more pro bono instructions. But pro bono clients often face many challenges that, for example, commercial clients won't. So often we have a case where a client, for example, cannot afford to travel to our offices for a consultation. Or unfortunately, they do not have a cell phone, or they do not have access to internet or email. The other thing is that I think, unfortunately, there's not enough knowledge yet out there about pro bono services and the fact that these services are available to individuals who indeed qualify for them. So what tends to happen is that by the time, unfortunately, the individual becomes aware of these services, a lot has happened in the matter. Often there has been developments that are unfavorable for the client, and one will find that then the case obviously becomes a bit harder to deal with. We also find that managing expectations for clients, I think, can also be difficult, because unfortunately, pro bono litigation, like all litigation, can take a considerable period of time. And I think by the time often clients reach pro bono attorneys, they have been to so many different spaces. They've really been sent from Politipost. So they really do come to you as a last resort. And by then, as I said, a number of years have passed, and clients are very keen to see results in their matters and hoping that these results would happen soon. And I think that one of the important things, Lebo, is also just that I know, despite some wonderful pro bono work being done by many organizations and clinics, I just do think that there is just not enough pro bono attorneys at the moment in the space. Given the large number of individuals in the country who are in dire need of pro bono assistance, I do think that certainly more pro bono services or more pro bono attorneys definitely is needed to provide more access and greater access to individuals who cannot afford.
And what can you say are the biggest obstacles facing female lawyers today?
Well, Lebo, I think we have to acknowledge that in all spaces, including the legal space, women do still face challenges and there are still inequalities. For example, one would find that at a university level, for example, there's a higher number of university female students. Women tend to do better with their results in respect of their studies. However, women sort of make it up to sort of middle management, and there's clearly a challenge when it comes to making it into higher management. We also see that there are still a higher number of male judges than female judges. And also, for example, at the bar with our advocates, you also find that there are a higher number of male senior silks than there are females. And I think the reason for this really just is, I mean, I think there are still social prejudices. I think women still face stereotyping. There are still certain perceptions, and people believe that women must play a certain role in society. But I also think that there are some practical challenges that women do face in the workspace. For example, childcare. And however, I am happy to say that I think the practice, and especially our firm, they are making great strides in this regard by trying to provide women with, for example, flexi hours, opportunities to work from home, Skype into meetings, in order for them to have a professional career and have a family life at the same time. So I think despite there being struggles, certainly I think there still are, there are more women participating in the legal field, and I think the profession and certainly law firms are certainly trying to make great strides in this regard.
That's Tricia Erasmus, Senior Associate in the Pro Bono and Human Rights Practice at Cliff Decker Hof.